Only Rule of Faith, January 3. He who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life. The Bible is the only rule of faith and doctrine. Those who are teaching the most solemn message ever given to the world should discipline the mind to comprehend its significance. The theme of redemption will bear the most concentrated study, and its depth will never be fully explored. You need not fear that you will exhaust this wonderful theme. Drink deep of the well of salvation. Go to the fountain for yourself, that you may be filled with refreshment, that Jesus may be in you a well of water, springing up unto everlasting life. Only Bible truth and Bible religion will stand the test of the judgment. We are not to pervert the Word of God to suit our convenience and worldly interests, but to honestly inquire, "What wilt thou have me to do? Ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price." And what a price! Not with corruptible things, as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ. When the human race was lost, the Son of God said, "I will redeem them, I will become their surety and substitute." He laid aside his royal robes, clothed his divinity with humanity, stepped down from the royal throne, that he might reach the very depth of human woe and temptation, lift up our fallen natures, and make it possible for us to be overcomers, the sons and daughters of God, the heirs of the eternal kingdom. Shall we then allow any consideration of earth to turn us away from the path of truth? Shall we not challenge every doctrine and theory, and put it to the test of God's word? We should not allow any human argument to turn us away from a thorough investigation of Bible truth. Human opinions and customs are not to be received as of divine authority. God has revealed in His Word what is the whole duty of man, and we are not to be swayed from the great standard of righteousness. He sent His only begotten Son to be our example, and bade us to hear and to follow Him. We must not be influenced from the truth as it is in Jesus, because great and professedly good people urge their ideas above the plain statements of the Word of God. The work of Christ is to draw us from the false and spurious to the true and genuine. "He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life."